baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and you fill in the blank. Summer and Chevy go together like road trips and sunshine. Check out the full line of Chevy SUVs and trucks at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers today. Chevy, drive Chicago.
Steve Dale back with you on WGN. It's 2:35. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is now my honor to say, and now the show can begin because here is our national anthem.
See by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
Wow. And now Ron Brown.
Play ball.
All right.
Could you hear it? Could you hear it?
Yeah. It was wonderful.
That was great.
And I will say, Ron Brown, yeah, and everyone else listening, I caught Wayne by surprise by asking him to do that. So thank you so much.
Well, I always bring the song with me. You know. So, hi, Ron, behind me.
Well, hi, Wayne. Such a pleasure to meet you on the radio. Big fan for years. I've been standing up for you for a long time.
Oh, I appreciate that. Hey, by the way, happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
To you and Robin, 38. Kathleen and I have you by four. We're 42 years deep.
Ah, well, it's, thank you so much.
Happy wedded bliss is a great way to go through life.
Well, Wayne Mesmer, if you somehow don't know, has there anyone you've not sung a national anthem for? I know even when you get on the CTA bus, you sing the national anthem. So
yeah, instead of paying the fare.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, although it is funny because, and the answer is probably no. You know, I mean, have anthem, we'll travel. But even the sixth floor of short-term parking at O'Hare is me singing 24 hours a day. So
if, I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. So if relatives come in, they say, well, where should we park? Short-term parking, go up to number six.
Yeah. I had no idea. How was it that you became, because you're a performer.
Right.
And sing all kinds of songs. So how was it that you first became associated with the national anthem?
Really, it started with the Chicago Sting soccer team, and I was invited to come out, and Lee Stern, the wonderful owner.
I remember.
Yeah. He wanted God Bless America, so I...
You've done that too many times.
I did that many, many times. And so I sang, and it became kind of the thing. It was at Chicago Stadium when the Sting was playing indoor soccer. That exposure led to, let's see, which came first? The Blackhawks. And, you know, they called and said, would you like to sing the anthem? Heck yeah, you know. So I did that for 13 years. And a few years in, I got a phone call from Eddie Einhorn. I'll never forget it. I was working at a radio station, and the secretary says, some guy named Eddie called you and wants you to call him back. You know, Eddie, I guess. And it turned out to be, you know, Jerry Reinsdorf's partner. And he said, we'd like to have you be our guy at Comiskey Park. You know, now batting, Greg Lisinski. And sing. No, why not? So I did that for three wonderful years, 82, 3, and 4, to show you how vintage this career is. And then opted for a free agency and went to the Cubs, where I have been for 43 years.
Wow.
And then in 1994, Had an opportunity for a business opportunity to start the Chicago Wolves hockey team, and worked with Don Levin and a couple other wonderful folks, and we're 34 years deep into that and five championships.
You can't be. You're only 43 years old, so
well,
I don't understand.
You know, when you're a child prodigy, you make it. You make your opportunities work for you.
But you also sing and do other things, which we'll talk about in a minute.
You mean I know more than one song?
Yeah, you do. You sure do. Yeah. And in fact, you're also an author. And one of the two books, I believe it's two books?
Well, the one you have in your hand is the best one.
Okay, that is The Voice of Victory, One Man's Journey to Freedom Through Healing and Forgiveness. So you're leaving the United Center, or was it the Chicago Stadium at that point?
It was a stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then talk about what happened.
Well, you know, I could go on and on. And in that book, The Voice of Victory, it tells the story moment by moment of the one night in my life where I wasn't in the right place at the right time. And after a game, we had gone out and, you know, I was walking back to my parked car and got there and saw a young fellow walking down the street. Didn't like the looks of it. Another young man ran up, never saw him. As I got into my car, started to pull out of the parking space, banged on the window next to my head, pow, pow, boom, and pulled a trigger.
Wow.
You know, random act of violence. I was not targeted as an assassination by a wannabe anthem singer. and have learned my lesson, always take the valet parking after that. But, you know, I mean, I can kid about it now, but it was terribly tragic to be shot.
I can't imagine. And they didn't shoot you in the leg, which would not have been good, but they shot you in the neck?
Yes. Point blank, 9mm in the neck. For a guy who sings, speaks, narrates, and does all that kind of stuff, not a good thing.
Yeah.
It ruined more than my weekend, you know. And then what do you do? What do you do?
What did you do?
Well, I hit the gas and drove a block and a half back to where I just come from. Got out of the car. I now say parked illegally. And went up and knocked on the door on Taylor Street is where it happened. And went in, sat down, and couldn't speak. And it was frightening. I didn't know how bad I was hurt, which is probably good. But I was certainly concerned. Made a motion that I had been shot, which I think was probably pretty obvious. And I sat down, wait for the police, the ambulance to arrive, and off we went to Cook County Hospital, thank the Lord, we went there. And a wonderful surgeon and a surgical team, you know, they did the work, 10-hour overnight surgery. And
Were you able to explain who you are? And this is, I live with my vocal cords.
No, I couldn't say anything. I couldn't make a sound. I tried to speak when I got to the door back where I had come from. And it was, I hate to describe it, but kind of a death gurgle.
Hmm.
You know, nothing came out. And I'm thinking, oh, man, the golden goose has just been hit.
And so where was Kathleen at this point? Your wife?
She was home because I was, you know, I was.
Were they able to alert her?
They were. When I got to the hospital, yeah. And as a matter of fact, on the way to the hospital, I'm pointing to my wedding ring and motioning, you know, call my home.
So you were cognizant enough to at least do that somehow?
For about an hour and a half after the shooting, I was still conscious. But then I drifted off into 2.5 days of a morphine-induced slumber and woke up with a few questions. Like, you know, what did you do to try, you know, to keep me alive? You know, I had IVs. I had the surgery gashed me ear to ear and, you know, to... It was pretty ugly. You know, I'm glad I wasn't witnessing that, but I was, you know, I was the person who was playing the lead role.
Did you immediately think when you came out of it, what am I going to do because I live for, I mean, this would be more than difficult for anyone, tragic, but for someone who lives with their vocal cords, needs their vocal cords, that's your life. And look how good you, by the way, Mr. Mesmer.
Uh-oh.
Text after text after text. Let me just read one of them here.
Get that guy out of the studio.
Not at all. And I can't find it, actually. There are probably so many. I can't even. But it commented, you don't, and I'm paraphrasing now because I can't find the exact text. You don't add all of these dribbles and drabbles to the national anthem. It's the way it's supposed to be sung.
Amen.
Text after text after text, though, saying, you sound great.
See, that's kind of cool. And I hope so, because I'm still out there doing it publicly. I'll be back at Wrigley Field Wednesday.
Oh.
And on Thursday, Kathleen joins me for the duet of not only the National Anthem.
America.
No, it's Toronto comes back to make up washed-out game. So we do Oh, Canada. Yeah. So I know there's another song that I know. But anyway, the whole process of dealing with now what is kind of an interesting
moment. So I want to talk about that and how you were able and are able to make this extraordinary comeback and all these other things that you do today, which are way beyond performing at sports venues, which you, as you point out, still do as well. Legendary, you like that?
That's a nice term.
It is correct. Legendary Wayne Mesmer, I'm honored to have you in the studio.
Thank you, Steve.
And we'll be right back with Wayne on WGN. That could be Frank Sinatra. Yeah, but you do know more than one song, you're right.
I do.
Yeah.
I know many.
Yeah.
And,
how many do you think you do know?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Hundreds.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah, it's amazing. So I've had other performers sitting in that very seat, and they say the same thing. I know hundreds of songs. It's like, the lyrics, too?
You kind of have to, you know?
That goes with the territory, I suppose. Yeah. Again, a comment here. I love hearing and listening to Wayne and his wife, Kathleen, singing hymns at the Congregation of St. Emily's Church.
Oh, how about that?
In Mount Prospect.
Sure.
Yeah, a voice that never overpowered the choir and always sounds great.
How sweet.
Yeah.
How sweet thou art.
Yeah, well, people love you and people know you because you've been doing this for a couple of years, and you have been doing this, and you were doing it at the United Center. We talked about how you were shot in an attempted carjacking, apparently. Did they ever catch the folks or the person that did this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can just say, without going into a great detail and maybe with one eyebrow raised, that the legal system and the justice system spin on different axes.
Hmm. Yeah, we know.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yes, there were two people involved, and they were both apprehended.
Well, at least that's good.
But it's got a happy ending. Here I am.
You are. So you are here. I see you. I talk to you.
Jawohl.
Yeah. How did you get from there to here?
Well, the healing process was a lot. I mean, the physical, you just say, oh man, I pray that I get well. But I also prayed that I would be better if I did get well.
Better than you previously were better?
Better in maybe
a better person?
Yeah, maybe a better person. And hopefully I've done that. I don't know. I mean, I try to be a nice guy, spread kindness. And
well, my mother-in-law, it says here, loved every time Wayne visited the moorings in Arlington Heights. And I know that you go to senior mm-hmm. center, assisted living center, on and on and on. You don't stop. And I don't know that people know that this is also what you do on a very regular basis.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. And people say, why do you do so many of those? Like maybe about 120 or more last year.
What? How's your back?
Perfect.
Because I was visiting my aunt,
right?
Who I won't say her name, but she's a fan of yours
and a sweetheart.
She's.
And you popped up, and I thought, hey, that's why do I know this guy? And you're saying, why do I know this guy? And because you are you, and I am me, and we talked,
and we did talk, and she loves it when you come there. But I'm thinking, you lug all that equipment in and out. And if you do that 120 times, I mean, my back hurts just thinking about it.
Nah, it's a joy.
And you are so happy when you are doing these performances and you look out and you see smiles on folks' faces who may otherwise, depending on where you're going, you know, some of these places are like where my aunt is, independent living. Mm-hmm. So. But some of them, it's not so independent, right?
No, and I work at some places that are memory care as well. And it is really amazing. I mean, this is music therapy, not just a performance.
Is there such a thing?
Oh, absolutely.
Talk about that.
Absolutely. These songs that I try and deliver, I love singing the songs as if I wrote them, and if they're hearing them, audience is hearing them for the very first time. And I'm a stickler on pronunciation and lyrics. So, you know, you tell the stories. You sing the poem. And it's gonna touch some memories, some sentimental, some maybe sad, but some happy ones, too. And every place that I go, I either see my mom or my dad, both passed, in somebody's eyes. And really, that's one thing that, that motivates me. And I market it as Wayne Messmer's Traveling Piano Bar, which is, as you witnessed, is kind of what I do. We treat it that way. And it's fun.
I was 8.5 months pregnant.
You were?
Well, not me.
Oh,
I'm reading the text.
Geez.
I didn't show it.
What a discovery that is.
I went to the Blackhawks game with my husband, and he told me, we got mezzanine tickets, and the old, oh my gosh, this text is, let me see, it's long, so it's hard. The old stadium, you entered and did flights at Midway Airport. You did a short program at a gate prior to boarding? You'll perform anywhere, huh?
I humbly say that I am part of the Chicago Honor Flight.
Oh, that's what
every
she's
month.
About. I see.
Every month, I'm out there at 5 a.m.
She
fellas,
went on to say you greeted each and every veteran individually.
Everyone.
Yeah.
I greet them and then downstairs and, you know, shake hands and, you know, have a little, give them a little head noogie and stuff. And then head upstairs and give them the Canute Rockne speech before they get on the plane. And then lead them in God Bless America and the national anthem. And the thing about that that I really, truly love is the fact that the great majority now are of the Vietnam era, which is my generation. These guys weren't exactly welcomed home.
Yeah.
And in many ways, it's a healing, too. And I'm not as dumb as I look. I have a PhD in psychology, so I really studied the words that I say to them before they get on the plane. And it's a long, drawn-out about respect and admiration for them and how thank you for your service can be kind of shallow. But the words that I think that are 50 years or 50-plus years, maybe.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Late in coming, welcome home. And, you know, it turns into an I love you man session, and I savor every moment.
Yeah, and in fact, I have texts here about people who have been there, who are listening now, who had tears in their eyes when you presented whatever it was you said.
Well, it's from the heart. I mean, Chicago Honor Flight, and Milwaukee is great, too. And there are many honor flights. But the folks at Chicago have come out of Midway, and they've done 130 flights. You know, and it ain't cheap, as I say, as a Chicago Public High School graduate. But it's an honor, and I only wish that my dad had the chance to do that.
Excluding yourself and your wife, best national anthem you've ever heard perform?
Well,
it wasn't Martha Reeves with the Vandellas.
It wasn't.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know
she
that
did
one.
It. Yeah, she did it the other day. And Wendy Snyder played it for me. And God bless her heart, Martha Reeves. Now in her 80s, it didn't sound so great. But
it wasn't Carl Lewis. And it wasn't, that was just another classic.
Or Roseanne Barr. Yeah. So you'd agree those may be awful, but
those
what was
are the
best?
I really want to put all ego aside, but I hope the best one I ever hear is the one I sing next.
And what makes yours different? Or when I think of you doing it, I think of the word authenticity.
That's nice. I like it. Well, my dad was a World War II vet, and I'll never forget when I first started doing this, he said, I'm really proud of you. And his name was Wayne also. And he said, I'm very proud of what you do. He said, just do me a favor. Just don't ever jazz it up.
Really?
Yeah. And I thought, you know what? I won't.
How many times have you performed that song?
I would guess now I'm approaching about 5,700 times.
Do you ever not think about the lyrics?
No.
How do you do that? How do you do it so it's not automatic?
Well, it's kind of chiseled in my brain at this point. It also, and many singers will tell you this when they do a song quite often, that the pitch, the phrase, lends itself right into the first word of the next phrase. I don't know. I mean, I've done it so many times, but I always talk it through before I sing it.
Hmm. I'm going to try to read this text. It's longer, so the way our texts are, it's just hard to read. We only have like 2 minutes left here. Went to the Hawks game with my husband. He told me he got mezzanine tickets. The old stadium, you entered a door and went out of the stairwell until you reached your seat area, started walking upstairs, and all of a sudden you started to sing. And my husband looked at me and said, I can't miss the anthem. So he ran ahead to our seats, second balcony seats. Yes, he lied. Did not go into labor, but I could have killed him. It was all because he loved hearing Wayne Mesmer sing anthem. You know, so you
statute
come into...
Statute of limitations is over now, so you can't blame me. I hope the kid's doing well.
It must feel good to be so well loved by so many people who you do not know, but they know you.
Well, I'm honored. I'm flattered.
Well,
know? And I think it's a gift to have been to bloom where I was planted, as the saying goes. Born in Chicago, and you know, to be able to do this and sitting here, even in legendary WGN studio, it's all just a great gift to me.
Well, it's our great gift to have you here. So, thank you very much for doing this. I appreciate it, and thank you very much for doing what you do, not only for the veterans but our senior citizens as well, because not everyone would do that.
Well,
and it's not only that you do it, it's the way in which you do it and the heart in which you do it.
We need to share our gifts.
Well, Wayne Mesmer, thank you so much. The name of the book, by the way, is The Voice of Victory, One Man's Journey to Freedom Through Healing and Forgiveness. Thank you, Wayne.
My pleasure.
By the way, we are now at 3 o'clock, and we're about to head to the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And Karen Conti is here next on WGN.